Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and there's a little Van Halen bringing us in. It's good to be with you. It's good to continue to be with you. Thank you for being part of my day. And you're going to be glad you hung out with us because we got Crystal Riley on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Crystal is a new friend. She's president of Lease with Crystal, and she's a leasing expert. And folks, you, as I said earlier in the previous segment, small business, the third law, Blasingame's third law of small business says it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business, because we're all undercapitalized because we have limited access to capital. Most of us don't have, you know, hundreds of millions in sales and cash flow coming in. You know, we're always just a little behind the eight ball on the capital. Another reason is because there's always some place to put our money. There's always some place to spend our money because we always want to grow and to add services and to add value to our customers and et cetera, et cetera. And so that we're always a little bit behind the curve on the cash. But one of the reasons is because we have access to capital through our own money. Sometimes investors, not that much. We have profits. We leave in the business. Hopefully we have profits. And then we have the ability to borrow money from banks typically. But there's another angle to that last group, that last segment, that last source of money, the bank thing. That's a variation of it, and it's called leasing. And leasing is a very important way for small business owners to capitalize their growth. And we got Crystal Riley here, who's an expert in this topic, and she's going to help us understand the good, the bad, the ugly, the myths and the realities of leasing. Crystal, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Crystal, by the way, is the president, I think I said this, of Lease with Crystal. Her website is leasewithcrystal.com, right, Crystal?
Yes, sir. Is that correct?
Okay. So tell us about leasing for small businesses.
Well, leasing is such an important decision for small businesses, medium businesses, even large businesses. Not to be overly dramatic, and I think you said it incredibly well coming in from the break, but the decision, making the correct decision, can be as huge as the difference between a company making it or a company failing. You know, leasing can keep the money in your bank account. It can keep the money working for you in stocks.
Explain to the audience the difference between a lease, leasing a piece of equipment or a vehicle, let's say, and financing it.
Well, leasing it, you are making low monthly payments, and
may not be low, but it probably will be lower than financing.
Correct. It will be lower than financing, and you are not tied to the depreciation of the item.
Mm-hmm.
So you also are able to keep your money in a bank account working for you. You're able to place it in areas of your business that need assistance. I don't know any business that doesn't need assistance in some area.
Mm-hmm.
And the payments are tax deductible.
Because they're expenses.
Yes,
100%.
Exactly.
Whereas with a financing arrangement, you can only you write off the interest, but you have to amortize. Typically, you have to amortize the depreciation of the item.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's the balance sheet, and then it's not as helpful. And also with financing, I think the biggest hurdle for most business owners is the down payment. It's 15 to 25%, if not more, in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
And really, realistically, especially in this slowdown, I don't know a lot of businesses that have that on hand.
Right. No, that's exactly right. And other things are, you mentioned the balance sheet. Folks, one of the things that banks look at when they are considering loaning you money for things like a new building is, what is your debt to equity ratio? If you've leased a piece of equipment instead of financed it, that debt is not, there's no debt for that item on your balance sheet to skew your debt to equity ratio.
Exactly.
Unless, and I don't want to get too technical, but unless it is a capital lease, which we can talk about a little bit later on, but the good thing about leasing is oftentimes the equipment that you want to get is the lease of that equipment is being provided or made available by the manufacturer, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It absolutely is.
And so they're motivated to sell you something, so they might be a little more motivated to lease it to you. A bank isn't motivated to do that at all except for their own interest.
That's very true. So if a deal is less attractive to them, you're not going to get it.
Right, right. So now, and this is, a lease is especially, and you're exactly right. For example, folks, let's say you're buying an item that you amortized, or you financed over 4 years, and your payment might be $500 a month. That same lease, and this is, folks, this is just a rule of thumb example I'm giving you. There's no magic numbers here. If you lease that item for 4 years, then you probably would be looking at more like maybe $300 a month instead of $400 a month payment. Would that be a reasonable way to say that?
Yes, it would.
And then you've got the residual. See, what's happened is on a lease, Crystal, you're only financing for the lease per period. You're not really amortizing the entire value of the equipment. You're just amortizing it over the period of the lease, right?
Exactly. Sort of like a pay for what you use.
Right. So tell us what the residual means. The residual of you know, what's left over. Did we lose her? I think we may have lost her. Folks, the residual that Crystal and I were just talking about, when you have a lease, let's say you have a $10,000 capital item, a machine, let's say, for example, and you want to lease that over 3 years. Well, that machine is the people who lease it to you determine that the equipment is will be worth $5,000 at the end of 3 years. So they don't amortize the $10,000. They only amortize the $5,000 that you're going to use up during that time. So you pay the carrying charge, the interest for the money over that time. Now, the interest is based on the whole amount because that's what's out there. That's what has to be capitalized. But the amortization is only on the time that you use it. So the $5,000 residual isn't part of the equation. And that's how you hold your cost down. You hold your cost down by doing it that way. And so anyway, that's how a lease can be better from a cash flow standpoint. It can be better for you from a debt to equity standpoint when you're trying to work that out with your banker. And there are a lot of reasons why it's a good thing. Some reasons, sometimes it's not so good. And we'll talk about that. We'll come back after these messages. 20 after the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. Come on in. Hang out with us. We'll let you use our stuff. Crystal Riley is our guest, folks. She's the president of Lease with Crystal. That's leasewithcrystal.com. And we're talking about leasing as opposed to financing, as opposed to paying cash surety. For sure, ladies and gentlemen, do not, and I repeat, do not, even if you have the cash in your business, do not pay cash for equipment. Until now, years and years from now, when you've got more money than you'll ever know what to do with, if you want to pay cash, that's fine. Lease it to, pay cash and then lease it to yourself. But you, in my opinion, Crystal, businesses should never pay cash for capital items. Because that cash can be used for current operating and to keep yourself in some kind of a safety net. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. And no matter how sitting pretty you are as a business, you don't know what's coming up next month. Especially in the times we're in, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen. And leaving yourself that cushion, whether you're a startup or whether you've, you know, got years under your belt, it's so important. And
I actually have seen this. I've done this myself. If the company was doing so well, pay yourself that money, lease it, then lease, you buy the equipment, lease it back to your company yourself.
Terrific idea. Yeah, terrific
what,
idea.
What are some questions we should be asking ourselves about whether to lease or whether to finance?
Well, I think it's a conversation. When you first get started, business owners need to sit around and ponder a few things. First of all, aside from all the great points you mentioned earlier, there's what kind of industry are you in? Are you in an industry that continually bests itself? Doctors, dentists, veterinarians, they never buy their equipment because the second they drop down the money for the down payment, it's already outdated. There's a prettier model out there.
And that's becoming true for more and more businesses, not just professionals.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like computers.
Computers is unbelievable. Computers, phones, everything, lasers, you know, trucks, everything. And then the other thing goes back to what you were just saying, which is, what am I going to need financially this year? Do I foresee anything? Even if I don't foresee anything, how about I leave myself that great cushion so that I could deal with something? And not only, you know, having the cash right there, but leaving your credit untouched. You know, these are all important things. So you need to take drastic measures. You're able to. So, you know, those are some really important questions. And before you embark on it, it goes also back to having a good leasing agent who's going to open the lines of communication and talk to you about this.
One of the things that people are concerned about, I think, is sometimes, at least especially with a car, typically, you don't get a car lease unless you got solid gold credit. It's not necessarily the same exact way with business equipment and those kinds of things, is it?
No, it's not. There are a lot of programs out there designed for subpar credit. And it also goes into your leasing agent taking the time to hear your story, because there are a lot of lenders out there that are actually sympathetic to certain marks on a credit history, you know. So if there's a story there, you're a business owner, I don't know anyone that has perfect credit.
You need to see what your own credit report looks like, and you need to be able to explain, you need to be able to tell your credit story, shouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned the term leasing agent. That's what you do, right?
Yes, it is.
Tell us about your company. Tell us what a leasing agent does.
A leasing agent has access to a ton of sources, private lenders, banks. So depending on the situation that's brought to my doorstep, I can then go back to 100 sources and see who I can pull from, you know, whether I need to do someone that's very liberal, someone that's conservative, you know, it doesn't really, you know, depends on the situation. And that's the benefit of having an agent, because you have so many sources for money.
Yeah. And your website again, go ahead and give that to us.
My website is www.leasewithcrystal, and that's crystal with a C, .com.
Now, do you help people with automobiles as well as business equipment?
Absolutely, yep. If it's considered, you know, for your business, BMW, whatever you need, yes.
Do you ever see an example of where you say, you know what, I think you should own this and finance it, not lease it? Do you ever turn people the other way?
Absolutely. And
what would be a scenario like that?
I just had one yesterday. It was a gentleman who was looking for something that wasn't that expensive, and I thought it was a camera. He was going to Iraq, and this long story, and I thought, you know, really he should own this. And I described the situation to him, and I explained it to him, and he was enlightened, and he appreciated it, and, you know, he hadn't gotten that kind of honesty before.
The main thing that I want people to get across in all this, Crystal, two things. Number one, that there is another alternative to financing. And number two, what that alternative looks like, and that's leasing. And you know, it's not for everybody. And also, one of the big, and I talked about residuals a minute ago when we lost you for a few seconds. I talked about residual. If the residual isn't, you know, if it's you know, it depends on how bad the company wants to finance it. But I still say the best deals you're going to get in leasing are when the company who makes the stuff, like an automobile company, helps you with the leasing. That's when you got double motivation there, right, Crystal?
Double motivation. It works in your favor.
Yep. Hey, Crystal, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.
Quick break. Right back after these messages. Joseph Muse and I are going to talk about going public, all the alternatives that you have. Stay with us. I'm gonna be a soul, no way.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.